Greetings in Jesus' name on this 29th day of October, the year of our Lord 2020. I hope that you are having an absolutely thrilling Thursday and that you are enjoying the good blessings of our great God. We are careful today to give Him maximum glory. He alone is worthy to be praised. And the Bible says that He is great and greatly to be praised. And you can lift up your hands all day long in praise and honor to Him, and He would still be worthy. He'll be worthy all the way till we get home, and He'll be worthy all the way through eternity, giving Him the glory, the honor, the thanksgiving, the praise for all that He has done, is doing, and is going to do in our lives. We bless His holy name. Today again will be travel day for us as we travel back from Knoxville, Tennessee, McGee Tyson, back to Portland, Maine, and we'll be getting back into the swing of things in the ministry and rejoicing in the good blessings again of our great God. Thank you for praying for us during these days of being away preaching down in Temple Baptist Church in Powell, Tennessee, where my good friend Pastor Clarence Sexton is the preacher. Thank you for praying for us and believing God with us that we would be used mightily for Him. In your Bibles today, I would like to invite you to look with me again in the book of 1 John. Sure have enjoyed this week studying this great phrase, these things. We talked on Monday about these things, write we unto you that your joy may be full. On Tuesday, we talked about these things, write unto you that ye sin not. And we talked on Wednesday, these things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. And then now today, this fourth time that the phrase these things is mentioned in the Word of God, the Bible says in 1 John 5:13, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life. Thank God that we can know that we have eternal life. The only way that you can know that you have eternal life is if you're trusting in one who can save, and He is the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not confidence in ourself. It's not confidence even in our ability to believe. It's faith and trust in the finished work of Jesus Christ on Calvary. He is eternal life, and this is life eternal, that you may know Him. And when you know Jesus Christ, you have eternal life, and you know that you have eternal life. And the Bible says, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Whosoever believeth, verse number one of this chapter says, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Thank the Lord today that I believe that Jesus is the Christ. Do you believe that Jesus is the Christ? I believe that Jesus is the Christ. I believe that He is the Anointed One. I believe that He is the Son of God. I believe that He is the Savior of the world. I believe that He died for my sins and the sins of all the world. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth Him that begat loveth Him also that is begotten of Him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep His commandments. Thanks be unto the Lord today that we know that we love the children of God. We know that we love God. We keep His commandments. We love Him. And we do those things that are pleasing in His sight. And for this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. And His commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. We know that we have eternal life because we are overcomers. The world doesn't have a stranglehold on us. Thanks be unto God, those that are born of God overcome the world. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And so we can have confidence today that we know we have eternal life. These things write we unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled Thursday, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.